You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 111, the Eucharistic Sacrifice. Today's challenge. Catholicism is wrong to say that the Eucharist involves a sacrifice. Jesus was sacrificed once for all. Romans 6:10, Hebrews 7:27, etc. Today's defense. Jesus died only once, but this doesn't exhaust his sacrificial ministry. Hebrews acknowledges Christ's once-for-all death on earth, as well as his ongoing sacrificial ministry in heaven, saying the heavenly things must be purified with better sacrifices, plural, than those offered in the earthly temple. Hebrews 9:23, see George Wesley Buchanan, The Anchor Bible, To the Hebrews, page 162. Protestant historian J.N.D. Kelly writes that in the early church, the Eucharist was regarded as a sacrifice, saying, Malachi's prediction, 1:10 to 11, that the Lord would reject Jewish sacrifices and instead would have a pure offering made to him by the Gentiles in every place, was seized upon by Christians as a prophecy of the Eucharist. The Didache indeed actually applies the term thousia, or sacrifice, to the Eucharist. It was natural for early Christians to think of the Eucharist as a sacrifice. The fulfillment of prophecy demanded a solemn Christian offering, and the rite itself was wrapped in the sacrificial atmosphere with which our Lord invested the Last Supper. The words of institution, "Do this," tuta poiete, must have been charged with sacrificial overtones for second century ears. Justin, at any rate, understood them to mean, offer this. The bread and wine, moreover, are offered for a memorial, eis anamnesen, of the Passion, a phrase which, in view of his identification of them with the Lord's body and blood, implies much more than an act of purely spiritual recollection. J.N.D. Kelly, Early Christian Doctrines, pages 196 and 197. The sacrifice of the cross was unique because it was offered in a bloody manner, that is, by Christ dying, but it is perpetuated in the Eucharist, in which he does not die. The Eucharistic sacrifice is the same as the sacrifice of the cross in that the offering, Christ's body and blood, and the primary sacrificing priest, Christ, are the same. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 1367. Today, the Eucharist is the body and blood of Christ enthroned gloriously in heaven, Paul VI, Credo of the People of God, where Jesus offers himself to the Father as a living sacrifice, just as Christians are called to do, Romans 12:1.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.